dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up here later tonight, Sam I Am from the Obscure Truth Network will be joining us. He is out right now at a city council meeting here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the city council is getting ready to do something that you might see happen more often all across the country. They're getting ready to steal some homes from people.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tell you more about that coming up here a little bit.
Sometimes we have to take people's homes.
Sorry. Right, right, exactly. But in the meantime, we go to a special guest that we have with us tonight. His name is Steve Bierfeld. He's the director of development for the Campaign for Liberty. And, Steve, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Good to be with you.
Hey, good to have you here, Steve. Now, the reason we've got you on the show tonight is because a little something happened, went down, if you will, at an airport, I believe it was in Missouri, involving you and the TSA asking a whole lot of questions.
Yeah, that's right. I was in town for the Campaign for Liberty's St. Louis Regional Conference this past weekend, and I was stopped at the security checkpoint. A TSA officer said I was suspicious. He asked me why I was carrying what he deemed a large amount of cash. Coincidentally, I also had Ron Paul bumper stickers and Campaign for Liberty literature, both of which were mentioned in the MIAC report, which you may have covered, which yep. labeled as Campaign for Liberty supporters as potential terrorists.
Yeah, I've heard you, Ron Paul, people are terrorists out there in Missouri.
Now, here's my question.
Well, according to the government, I mean.
Yeah. So, did you not realize that this was going to happen? I mean, just curious, have you ever brought money through an airport before? Was this your first time transporting a few thousand dollars through an airport?
No, I mean, I've brought money before. I'm not sure if this has been the most I've brought through. I am aware that the government does have regulations. I think their number is 10,000 or more that you have to declare and you can't bring through. Therefore, I assumed anything less than that was therefore lawful. I guess I assumed incorrectly.
Well, you assumed that the government wasn't arbitrary and didn't do, didn't have people that were, power hungry and do whatever the hell they want.
Well, as you ended up finding out in the interrogation, it wasn't necessarily that it's unlawful to carry that amount of money. It's just that they decided they wanted to harass you about it, and they, in fact, you'd asked them several times, and I've got the audio clip here from the Freedom Watch over at Fox News. But they asked you, asked them several times, am I legally required to answer your questions? And never once did they say yes.
Right. I had actually, interestingly enough, I was able to record it. I had a phone or application on my iPhone. I just hit record. I got the whole thing on tape. And I kind of knew what they were doing. Some of them were trying to kind of ask me just questions. Hey, just answer the question. You don't need to know the law. Just answer the question. They kept rephrasing the questions. You don't need to know the law. Just answer the question.
I actually have a clip here. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and play it. My response to them continually was, sir, I've broken the law. Am I legally required to answer that question? Please advise me as to my rights.
Now, I'm surprised.
They refused to do that, or they just didn't know the law.
Right, they didn't. Who the hell could know the law?
Well, but I'm surprised that they didn't just bluff you and say, yes, you're legally required to answer the question.
Right.
At one point, one of the officers, I actually got him on tape, Officer Shelton, he said, I asked him, sir, am I legally required? And he said, yes. My response was, yes? Am I really? I'm required to tell him where I lived and where I worked? And his response is, okay. Well, no, he's asking you about money. He tried to bluff me. I called his bluff, and it didn't work for him.
Yeah. So I'm going to play this clip. I'll put you on hold while we do that here for a moment, Dan. We'll play this. This is courtesy of the Freedom Watch show, which is the Fox News, well, sort of FoxNews.com program that looks like they just throw together in the bathroom or something like that.
Oh, I'm glad that they've got it out there. And anytime we can get Judge Neapolitano on the airwaves, I'm good with that.
All right, so here we go.
What do you do for a living?
Is that relevant, sir?
Yes, it is.
Am I legally required to tell you that?
Well, I'll tell you what. Go kick the plate. Right. You may not be legally required to tell me that, but you will be legally required to help the police officer come to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to ask some questions, figure out what all this is about, so I can get you on your plane. But you won't play smart, and I'm not going to play your game.
Whoa.
How much money is it?
He goes from good cop to bad cop in about 3 seconds there. He's just trying to help you out, but then starts cursing at you.
I don't know the exact amount, sir. The card says about $4,700.
$4,700?
Yes, sir.
Why do you have all this
money? I asked, sir, if am I required by law to answer the question? That's my
question. I'm just asking you why you have $4,700.
That's my question. I don't understand.
Do you want to talk to DEA about it? They'll probably ask you.
If they can tell me if I'm required to answer the law or question, I'll answer the question. I'm just asking, looking for
a simple question. I just want to know why you have $4,700. That's not an unusual thing. I care if I need 50 bucks.
He refuses to answer any questions. He don't want to answer. So we're going to have to take him down to the station and let DEA, FBI, and all the people talk to him.
Every one of them.
So we can do that.
How old are you?
What's your deal, sir?
I'm 25.
Well, you answered that question, didn't you?
That's all.
I'm pausing for a moment here to bring Steve back. Now, I mean, having listened to a portion of this, and by the way, the actual audio length is like 25 minutes long. The guys over at Fox News obviously did a good job of cutting up the lowlights, if you will. And so I didn't have time to make my own version. They did a good enough job. But listening to all of this, clearly they're teaming up on you. This apparently happened in a windowless office. They took you away from the concourse. They brought you into some sort of security office. How many officers are there surrounding you at this point?
At that point, at any one point, there were up to six officers.
Wow.
In addition to the TSA guy, there's five other officers, a couple of them a little bigger than I am, and they're all carrying guns. Later on, they start cursing at me. They threaten to, you know, handcuff me. They ask me if I need to talk to DEA. This is in an office with, you know, a locked door with no windows. No one else knows what's going on. And my response was, okay, maybe they think I'm a bad guy. Maybe they think I work for Campaign for Liberty or Ron Paul. Maybe I should be careful with my answers and not give them anything. Any lawyer you talk to knows that you never say anything to the police that will self-incriminate you, especially if you're innocent. If you're innocent, you follow the law, and that's what's going to help you.
Anything you say can and probably will be used against you. And I think you had a great tactic here, and that is that you are asking them questions. And it's something that we found in our observations of various different police encounters, whether it be the Border Patrol harassing people inside the country or whether it be the average cop pulling somebody over. As we were talking with another activist up here in New Hampshire last night, he who asks the questions is the one in charge of the conversation. And so for every question they shot at you, you shot back a fairly legitimate and I would say mainstream kind of question, and that is, well, you know, I'd be happy to answer your questions, officer, as long as you will tell me that it's a legal requirement upon me. And they wouldn't
right,
do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And if they do say it's a legal requirement, okay, show me how I became obligated to that. And I'd be happy to answer
your
question.
I'm asking them simple questions. Sir, am I required by law to answer? And the response I either got was, I don't have to tell you that. Or they just repackaged the question and asked it again.
Right.
I guess trying to, you know, see if they could trick me. Or, you know what, let's take the FBI or the DA down to this. Let's handcuff you. You know, then you'll answer our questions when you think you're going to go away for a while.
Right,
because go ahead.
So I don't have a huge knowledge of the law, but I have a little bit. And when he starts talking about the FBI and the DEA and, you know, he's using scare tactics.
Yep.
And he didn't scare me. I mean, I know a little bit about the law, and he didn't scare me.
That's good that you weren't intimidated. Did you feel like there was a chance they might throw you in a gulag and you'd never be seen again?
Well, yeah, there's six guys in there, you know, most of them carrying guns. There's no windows. There's no doors. They're asking, hey, you need to be handcuffed. And at one point in the video, they do escort me out. I ask them, sir, am I being detained? And they say, yes, you are being detained. You are coming with us.
Yes.
And I say, okay. And then they escort me out. And then about 10 yards down the line, the senior officer, who I thought was FBI, he was plainclothes. I was told there'd be an FBI agent there. He calls them all back. He says, what are you guys doing? And then we were in and out in about a minute. He says, you're free to go. These are, you know, campaign contributions. The checks are made out to Campaign for Liberty. You have no drugs on you. You have no weapons. You're not a threat. You know, go to your plane. Maybe he saw there was a potential lawsuit in the works, and he said, we got to nip this in the bud.
Yeah, you know, I think you might be right about that in your speculation that obviously you are a hard target for them. You are not somebody. I want to come back and talk to you more. I know you got a little bit more time for us, so hang on. More with Steve here. He was a hard target, right? He was standing up for his rights. He was not bowing down to their questioning, and they saw that, and they said, okay, maybe we shouldn't mess with this one. Let's just put this fish back out in the water and let him go. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, whereas somebody who didn't know their rights or they didn't know much about freedom might have just rolled right over, and they might have had their thousands taken from them.
You ever have one of those days where everything, right?
First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Netscape.com. According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. We continue here. We're going to talk some more to Steve Bierfeld. He's the Director of Development over at the Campaign for Liberty, but not specifically discussing the Campaign for Liberty, though we'll probably touch on that here in a little bit. We're talking more about what happened to Steve as he was traveling in the airports of America, specifically in a Missouri airport, I believe it was St. Louis, where he was harassed by the TSA because he was carrying about $4,000 in cash, and I guess he had some checks with him as well. And again, he works for the Campaign for Liberty, so they started pushing him around, and I mean not physically, but verbally, trying to mess with him and play the bad cop, the good cop, and try to get him to answer
their questions. Find out what all this money is about.
Right. They wanted him to answer their questions, and Steve was very cautious. He was not answering most of their questions. He gave him some basic info, like whatever they could glean from his driver's license. He gave them that information, but pretty much everything else he was asking some real good questions back in return to the questions they were asking him, including questions like, you know, am I free to go, questions like, you know, am I required legally to answer your questions? And they never said, they really never said yes. Apparently one guy said yes briefly, but then he basically took it back when Steve pressed him on it. And so I'm going to continue with this audio here. We're going to bring Steve back to continue the discussion. This is audio from Freedom Watch over at FoxNews.com. They're playing this is what Steve recorded secretly on his iPhone as the encounter was happening.
My driver's license.
So, I mean, I can count that money. I can find out how much it is. It's right in front of me. You know. I don't know why you have that much money. That's why I want
to
know.
And he started this out there when I was trying to get everything cleared so he could make his flight. And I said, okay, we'll go in here. He started playing this game again. I said, I'm done with it.
That's right. Steve's the one playing the game, see?
Sure. I mean, you know, an American asking about the law, my dear God, to a law enforcement officer.
Right.
I mean, what kind of hubris does this young man have? He should just bend over and kiss our butts here at the TSA.
So I've been completely cooperative, sir. I'm not playing any games. I'm simply asking
you.
If you have nothing to hide, then you can just tell us what it's for. I mean, it's simple. You're gonna have to have proof of why you have that much money anyway for the DEA.
I understand, sir. If I'm required by law, I'll be happy to answer your questions. I don't understand the law.
Are you from this planet? I mean, you understand the question when I'm asking.
You know, you're in a police state, son. For God's sake, answer the damn question.
Can't you just answer the question?
Am I required by law to answer
what? See, man, you act like a child.
I don't understand the law.
You act like a child.
You're acting like a bully, lady.
Right, it's I don't know if that was a lady.
Yeah, I believe so.
You're acting like a child for asking simple questions, for trying to understand what it is that you're being presented with, to understand the demands that these people are making. I think it's fully reasonable for anybody who's an adult to say, I'm sorry, I don't understand your laws. How could you possibly expect me to answer these questions when I don't even understand what your system means? Do you understand your system?
Who could? There are so many laws, you couldn't possibly read them in three lifetimes. These people don't know the law. Steve doesn't know the law. Nobody knows the law because the law is far too large and ponderous. So, as a result, what you have are people that are tasked with enforcing a law that they don't know, so they just fall back on strong-arm tactics and, you know, quizzing people like it's, you know, the back room of a police station in the 1910, putting a light in his eyes and finding out, you know, what's going on.
We're back with Steve Bierfeld, the Director of Development for the Campaign for Liberty. Steve, further thoughts after hearing more of that audio clip and bringing back whatever memories and thoughts it did?
Yeah, and while the officer that mentions, you know, you're acting like a child, quickly after that, I said to him, no, sir, I don't understand the law. And his response was, you know, we're going to make you understand the law. And at that point, he asked me, I'm pretty sure you have the audio, if I needed to be handcuffed or if I would go quietly as they were taking me to the FBI office or the police station. And I asked them again, sir, am I being detained or am I free to go? And they kind of gave me a wishy-washy answer. And I said, sir, you know, am I being detained? Am I physically being taken? And the one officer who asked me if I was from this planet, he says, yes, you're being taken, you're being detained, whatever you want to call it, we're making you go. Are you going to go quietly? And at that point, I said, I probably shouldn't cause a scene with five other officers with loaded guns. I'll go quietly.
So the TSA had guns?
Something later will come with it.
TSA had guns?
The only one was the TSA. The first guy who took me in was TSA. Every other person was law enforcement officer with a badge or a gun or a plainclothes officer.
So, isn't that like what happened?
TSA, they all had guns.
Isn't that like what happened with you, Mark, when they came up to you and surrounded you with the drug dog at the airport?
Yeah,
so, wasn't
Steve
it mostly
did a lot
cops?
Better than I did, quite honestly. I've got the feeling of what happened when I listened to me when I listened to his story, but I wish that I had conducted myself as well as this young man did. He did very good, well, and kept asking them, well, what about the law? Am I being detained? He did all these kind of things. I accidentally gave them my driver's license when I didn't have to give them my driver's license and all kinds of stuff.
Looking back on this, Steve, and one of the reasons I really enjoy analyzing this kind of stuff is because I think it helps the people that are out there listening who are hoping they never get into a situation like this. But in the event that they actually end up doing so, and it seems to be happening more and more prevalently as the police state continues to be on the rise in this country, to give them some sort of basis to understand how they're going to be approached by these government guys and how to best handle the situation, what would you say, looking back on this, would you do anything differently than you did?
Oh, man, if anything, maybe I wouldn't have given him as much as I did. I kind of went back and forth. Should I stay completely silent or should I ask them questions? And the fact that I had a voice recorder going that I knew was working, I figured, okay, let me ask them questions. If something comes of it, if I get drugged into this back room and something bad happens, at least I have record of it. For people who are supporters of liberty, especially, we see the police state growing and growing. It is vastly important that people make themselves aware of the law. So if and when they get in these situations, they can ask the officers or the TSA, sir, am I required by law? Please advise me to my rights. And, get a voice recorder. Buy one at Walmart or, download it from the Internet. The one I got was free. Just coincidentally, I downloaded the day before just for the heck of it.
Wow.
And I'm pretty darn glad I have it now.
Now, Steve, what gave you the idea to be so uppity with these fine law enforcement officers? I mean, what gave you where'd you get this idea that these TSA people were here to do anything but help?
Well, again, I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Right.
That line. There is a great video online. It's basically called Why You Should Not Talk to the Police. It's made by a law professor, I think from Virginia Beach, and he covers about 8 or 10 different points why, especially if you're innocent, why you should never talk to the police. And he goes through court cases. He goes through situations where what you have said, even if it's true or even slightly false, can be used against you. For example, if I were to tell the officer I thought there was $4,700 in that envelope of cash, and it turns out there's $47.01, or a few pennies or a few extra dollars, in a court of law, he could say, well, he lied to me.
And then, then you've got a lying to a federal agent charge or something like that. Steve, do you mind hanging through for another little bit so we can keep talking to you?
Absolutely.
All right, more here with Steve Bierfeld. He is the Director of Development for the Campaign for Liberty. We're talking about him being harassed by the TSA and standing up for himself and doing a darn fine job.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99.
It's time for you to be prepared with a pack light. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can dial toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the website. Going back for an entire year, free for you at freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create your will or a living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off of your order.
All right. As we continue here with our special guest, Steve Bierfeld. He is the director of development for the Campaign for Liberty and was harassed at St. Louis Airport recently by the TSA and about 4 or 5 cops that were just basically attempting to intimidate him into bowing down to their so-called authority and answering all of their questions, which Steve refused to do. He stood up for himself. He asked them back when they were asking him questions. He said, well, what legal requirement do I have to answer your questions? And they couldn't answer that. And he said, well, I don't understand. I just don't understand your laws. I just want to understand what I'm dealing with here. And he certainly didn't want to answer their questions incorrectly and then get charged with lying to a federal agent.
And I think what he did right there is asking them, hey, could you show me the law, rather than saying, look, there's no law that says that I have to answer your questions about this stuff, because then you just get into a
argument. When you argue with a bureaucrat, you will lose, because they'll just say, well, that's your interpretation, screw you. But it's much better to ask questions, and that's what he was doing. And Steve is back with us. Steve Bierfeld with us from the Campaign for Liberty. So have we pretty much covered all the aspects of this? I mean, you stood up for yourself. They ended up letting you go after realizing they were probably messing with somebody that knew his rights. Is that pretty much how you feel about it?
Yeah. I mean, it went a little farther than, you know, maybe I'd hoped for. Hopefully I was just in and out and, you know, get on my plane. As they were leading me down the hallway to what they said was either the FBI office or the police station, my thought was kind of, gee, I wonder if I'm really going to the police station. They'd already, you know, offered to handcuff me, which was so nice of them. And then the one senior officer called them back, like I mentioned, and he said, hold on a second. And we were done in about a minute. After that, I'm not sure if you have audio of it, the one guy said, you know, the one senior officer said, hey, you're free to go. And the original TSA guy, the first guy who had accosted me and brought me into this little room, said, hold on, I'm not comfortable. I need to be sure that you're not a threat before I let you through my checkpoint.
Right.
And it was the my checkpoint part that really struck me. And it kind of personifies the whole encounter and the whole situation. Is this guy, you know, won't let me through his checkpoint. Yeah. He owns it. He's the boss. He's the guy with the badge. And it turned out he just asked, you know, his supervisor, and his guy, supervisor said, well, yeah, of course. I mean, the FBI overrules us. But he was such a, you know, on a power trip, and he couldn't even look me in the eye when we left. And I thanked him. I said, thank you for your time, sir, and appreciate your patience. And then I was on my way.
So do you think I can't remember what it's called, but this Missouri thing that the, you know, terrorist list thing that they had,
which has been retracted, by the way,
it has been retracted. But I mean, at the time, it was still relatively fresh, and bureaucrats aren't always in the same loop that we are. They may not have heard that. And the ADL has several extremist groups, including tax protesters. You know, they're listing them as terrorists. I'm just wondering if you think that had anything to do with it.
You know, I don't know motivations. I can't tell if each, you know, what each officer was thinking. I only know that what I was thinking was that this, you know, memo had been sent out to 1,000 law enforcement officers all throughout the state of Missouri and said very clearly, watch out for people who identify themselves and are mentioned by name with Campaign for Liberty or with Ron Paul. And it even mentions Ron Paul bumper stickers in the memo. And I'm carrying a bunch of Ron Paul bumper stickers with me through this airport. So I don't know why they stopped me. Maybe it was just for the cash. Maybe it was the cash and something else that looked suspicious. But I was very careful not to give them something or tell them something when I already know they may think of me as a militia member or as a potential threat.
Let's talk a little bit about, change gears slightly here, and talk a little bit about the Campaign for Liberty. It's an organization that was launched after Ron Paul's presidential campaign, kind of rolling all of the, you know, the emails and the contributions they had left over into this new organization. At least that's how I understood the genesis of the project.
The campaign, the Ron Paul campaign was dynamic, well-funded. I mean, why wouldn't you want to do something with that?
It seems to be getting, I mean, having been somebody who's been observing it from you know, I'm on the email list, so I get the emails that you all send out. It seems to finally be getting some more legs, I think, than it originally had maybe right out of the gate. I've seen people like Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com sign on board, and he's behind the scenes now. We just met him recently up here in New Hampshire at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. You guys put together a convention last year. You just did another one this year. What are some of the things that you've got going on there at the Campaign for Liberty that people that are interested in freedom might find intriguing?
Well, like you said, it is taking off and it is growing legs. I think we have over 130,000 members by last count. It's roughly that number. And our biggest focus right now is probably the audit the Fed bill. This bill proposed by Dr. Paul, Congressman Ron Paul. And I think we're over 50 co-sponsors by my last check. So it's really taking off legs.
That bill basically said... That's like 50 times the support that Ron Paul normally gets in the House.
Well, you know, like I say, we're taking off, and freedom is popular. And the liberty message, especially now when people of both major parties see their freedoms being taken away, no matter how they voted in November. And organizations like the Campaign for Liberty are now looking to promote liberty and promote the Constitution, promote sound money, you know, the free market, personal liberties and responsibilities, and it's an important message that really needs to get out there.
Have you heard of the Free State Project, Steve?
Yes, sir. Very familiar with it. The Free State Project also actually sponsored our event in St. Louis this past weekend.
Oh, great. So
do a great job.
They were there with brochures and things like that, doing some outreach to utilities. Good to know.
So have you signed up yet?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I can opt to drive there. I won't be able to fly there probably now.
Why is that? You don't think the TV
is on the list now?
Well, I don't know if there's audio of this. You'll have to take my word for it. But the Officer Shelton, when he originally ran my license, it came back as no priors, no warrants, valid license. And he responded to the person on the other end, make the necessary notifications. We can only imagine what that means.
That seems a little ominous.
Taking me a little longer through airport security from now on.
You know, probably not. I was had an incident, been a little over a year now, where I was surrounded by 9 law enforcement officers and a dog. I guess the dog's actually a law enforcement officer too, but if you count legs, then you're up to 11. They took my driver's license. They got all the information they could possibly get on me. Let's not forget that I've got a prior felony conviction. I've never had any problems since then.
Okay, well, here's the hoping.
Yep.
Well, that's good to know. The reason I ask about the Free State Project is because it seems to me that you're an outstanding activist. I mean, not only are you involved with an organization as one of the leadership, but you're also somebody who is willing to stand up for his rights. And I think that's the quality of activist that the Free State Project is attracting. If you haven't taken a serious look at it, I hope that you'd consider that, Steve.
Yeah, they do a great job. Like I said, they were at our St. Louis conference. I hope they attend more. We attended their event just a couple months back. And I'm definitely a fan.
So do you think the Campaign for Liberty is going to be able to push this in the Fed, this bill through?
You know, like you said, 50 co-sponsors is usually 49 more than Congressman Paul gets for a lot of his legislation.
It's true.
But he's sticking by his principles. And if nothing else, you know, Congressman Paul sticks to what he believes, and it's what the Founding Fathers believed. And we're past 50. And, you know, maybe next week we'll be at 60, and then it's 70. There is a movement going through this country that people want the end of government abuse, and they want especially when it comes to their economic freedoms and their economic liberties. So, you know, we're favorable and we're hopeful that more people are going to sign up.
I'm hopeful too. I really would like, you know, I think the Fed's the biggest impediment to liberty that we have in this country. However, what my concern is that just some Republicans out there are getting a little more principled because they've all been kicked out of office, and now they want to get on board with some guy like Ron Paul who's got a lot of momentum, and like nothing will happen.
Well, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, well. Welcome to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, thank you for coming on the show.
Steve.
Really appreciate your time today.
Good job,
sir.
By the way.
Yeah, great job standing up for yourself. And campaignforliberty.org is the website. Thank you, sir.
Campaignforliberty.com.
.com. Drat. All right. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a 3rd absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected committed to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you, and just stepping in on microphone three.
It's Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, they probably sell it at amazon.freetalklive.com, including used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, again, amazon.freetalklive.com. So we go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Frank.
And to Steve, that was the right thing to do. But I'm going to play the devil's advocate for a second.
Sure.
And I think the reason that they could do that goes back to Patriot Act 1.
When you say that, do you mean harass a guy in the airport,
right,
over
cash? The government officials.
Yeah.
Goes back to Title III of the Patriot Act, the anti-money laundering to prevent terrorism, where they specify, let me see, the phrasing is very interesting. They state that the forfeiture of assets of those suspected of doing money laundering, without really defining money laundering, but the big word is those suspected of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, too, Patriot Act 1 and 2, none of that they were to expire, but with the Military Commissions Act that was enacted in February of 2006, all the provisions still hold true under the law. So the point that you made, I think the supervisor might have been smart, because if this were brought, let's say, to a federal court, there's a good chance that a lot of that would have been struck down regarding the violation of your Bill of Rights. And what's interesting about it is, by just letting it slide by, those laws are still on the books. They can still legally hassle the people, and they have those acts to fall back upon, Patriot Act 1 and 2 and the Military Commissions Act of 2006. So in a sense, they can demand your identity. But the point is, you know, under your Bill of Rights, you know, that's sort of up for, you know, interpretation. But I think you were very wise doing what you did, and I'm sure in the real world they were hassling you, you know, with your political activities as an activist. And
that's probably it. But then again,
yeah,
cash is very attractive to these bureaucrats, so it's one or the other.
But there's also another part regarding,
or both,
in the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security Act regarding protecting the borders. And since really our borders, for the most part, are unprotected, they can justify any airport as sort of, if they're international flights coming and going, even if it's, let's say, to the Bahamas or something, that constitutes border security. And with those provisions of those very really illegal acts that Congress passed without reading at the height of the 9/11 hysteria, since they're still on the books, they remain in effect unless there's a major challenge that goes to the Supreme Court and they can strike those down.
And most people don't want to challenge
that
stuff.
That could take, I think there's several in the works, but it'll take probably 10 or 15 years.
Yep. And by that time, how many other people's rights have been violated?
Right.
Thank you, Frank,
absolutely,
for the call tonight. Always good hearing from you.
Frank was making a good point there, but I think it's more than about just money laundering. This is really about controlling the populations.
Excuse. Well, money laundering. That's what they'll just throw that out there.
If you're not, it's about keeping people tied into the dollar and into the system, because if you're not using the banks, then what choice do you have but to carry this kind of cash around on a pretty regular occasions when you need to go buy things? That's what I think it's really about. You can't move your money across the country without doing it through the banks or running the risk of the police stealing it.
Absolutely. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. We continue with James in Kentucky. James, you're on Free Talk Live. James,
hey,
Kentucky.
Hey. Y'all
Jamie.
Doing all right?
What's happening, dude?
Oh, I'll tell you what, this economy's going down the drain.
I'll tell you what, man. How about it?
I tell you, all I hear is about any more stimulus packages.
They're doing more of them, huh?
Yeah.
They do anything to stimulate things down there where you are?
No.
Kentucky?
No.
Is that your grandma in the background?
Hold on.
Who is that? Who is that back there?
Yeah, I'll take your bath.
Hey, y'all, be quiet.
You got that one down.
Yeah, I'm back.
You yelling at grandma to go take her bath? What's going on there?
No, I'm my niece.
Oh, it's your niece. Okay.
Yeah, she talked on here before.
Now, wait, your grandma, did she pass away? I'm sorry if I brought
you. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring
her. I don't have no more grandma.
I didn't mean to pour salt in a wound or anything like that.
Way to go, Ian.
So you're still living down in Kentucky? Are you still working at the Dollar General, or what's going on with you?
I'm still looking for a job.
You're unemployed?
Yeah, I can't even draw unemployment. Don't have one.
When's the last time you had a job?
Oh, about 3 years ago.
Now, why?
Hard-working guy like you, I just can't imagine.
How can that be, Jamie? Now, come on. Now, how hard can it be to find a job out there? I know, understand
well,
the people
if you
are
want
saying,
to work at McDonald's, I guess you can.
So there are jobs. So you admit then.
Who wants to flip a hamburger?
Well, okay then. If you can stay at your house and not have to work, then you might as well stay and not work.
I worked at Burger King.
Who's paying the power bill for you, Jamie?
Well, I'm living here for rent free right now.
How's that happening?
Well, I just persuade them.
Persuading who?
My family.
Your fam. So is it your family's
they're
house?
Good old souls.
Whose house are you living in?
My dad.
So living at dad's house, he's letting you live there free.
Well, I did live on my own for a while now.
Are you doing any housework just to kind of, do something for dad? Or
we had a big ice storm down here. I'm picking up sticks and watching kids and doing housework,
Sounds like a good life, man. Is dad paying for the grocery bill too? I mean, you've just got it made, don't you?
No, I'm on food stamps.
You're on food, so you're getting dad's money and you're getting the tax.
Well, he's probably
dollar.
Helping out with food the house too,
by buying the food, with the food
stamps.
Well,
thank you, Mr. Obama, for help me out on the food stamps.
So, how does it feel to be a welfare queen? Have you ever been a welfare queen before?
No, I've never seen a welfare queen.
Yeah, you're taking welfare. You're on food stamps.
I'm not a queen, though. I know what them are.
Now, wait, what's the difference between a welfare recipient and a welfare queen anyway? Is it gender?
Recipient is the one that wants the money, and the queens just don't really.
That's not how I understand the definition.
I don't know.
I don't know about that one, Jimmy. Hey, good luck out there in Kentucky land. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
You know, Jeremy's 1 in 10 Americans right now that are on food stamps.
Jamie. That's Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Is it 1 in 10?
1 in 10.
Nationwide?
I just saw a number today, yeah.
That's tremendous.
That is tremendous.
Now, somebody was talking to me recently about the New Hampshire food stamp system. I think there's a separate program here in New Hampshire. I'm not positive, but anyway, they were telling me that they got these food stamps, and it was like $200 worth of food stamps, and you can use them for whatever you want. So he went out and he bought some lobster. That's what they do. That's what people who are on food stamps, a lot of them, they do. They'll go buy some steak, some lobster, really expensive food.
In Texas, it's a prepaid debit card. You don't use it any differently than your regular credit card.
Really?
So you just get
are you telling
whatever
me
you want.
You can buy cigarettes with it? Liquor? A beer?
I don't know. Well, I mean,
there are
restrictions in that it would have to be run at a grocery store or something like that.
Grocery stores have beer. I don't know
I
about Texas.
So, yeah. I don't know.
I'm a little
never been on food
I suspect
stamps.
That. Well, I mean, I don't think that this is an abuse that they couldn't see coming. Oh, my God, if we just gave people, you know, regular money on the food stamps, they might use it to buy beer?
Well,
what,
now,
are you kidding?
How hard would it be to finagle some beer out of it anyway? I mean, you could just go buy yourself a filet mignon, sell it to somebody for,
There's no reason to do that. In some of the inner cities, the grocery store managers would be in on the racket.
Yep.
The poor people would come in, sell their food stamps for like 50 cents on the dollar. The grocery store guy would turn around and sell them for 75 cents. Or actually, they would sell them to drug dealers for crack. They'd get a quarter on the dollar.
Yeah.
Those guys would turn around and sell them for 50 or 75 cents to the grocery store manager, and he'd turn them in and make a quarter.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great scam.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jeremy. Speaking of Jeremy, he's there in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. You guys had me rolling.
It's on your mind.
A while ago. That was funny. But, yeah, I think if just real quick on that, what you guys are talking about, if they cut food stamps, people might actually start getting out and growing gardens or going hunting or something.
Yeah, crap, they'd have to go to work, too.
Well, you know, it's the motivation. The fact is, sure, okay, let's say that a certain amount of people need the charity of free food. I'm with that. I don't have a problem with that, and I'm sure that charities could handle that. However, there's a certain amount of people out there that just say, yeah, cause all I got to do is fill out this government paperwork, and I'll have free food for a while, and then I won't have to work as hard.
Well, from what I understand, you can buy seeds with food stamps, but I wonder how many seeds are selling versus...
Yeah, right.
Chocolate milk or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. What else is going on tonight, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm wondering about this new currency. It looks like they're going to shove down our throats. I mean, I want to be able to do things peacefully, and I know I've asked you guys this question before. I mean, at what point do we just start saying, hell no, we won't go?
As soon as possible. I think that people should say no now before things get worse. I thank you for the call tonight. We can expound upon that here in moments. 800-259-9231. Saying no, it's an important step for Americans to take, but most of them are too scared. More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.